Proclamation number 6367 of 29th of September, 1955. Opening the gate to bliss. Follow me into the kingdom I have opened for you. Walk the same path I walked and you'll reach the aim, the union with the eternal love, a life of eternal bliss. I walked this path consciously as a human being on earth because I was drawn by eternal love, which I did not oppose because I was devoted to my Heavenly Father with all my love. The love for Him was in me and grew ever greater the longer I stayed on earth, and through this love which filled me I also recognized the unspeakable hardship of fellow human beings who completely lacked love and therefore lay powerless on the ground, bound by a power which was devoid of all love. My love brought this knowledge to me, and the knowledge increased my love again, for now it also applied to the unhappy brothers who once stood in the light and had fallen abysmally into darkness. I became ever more powerful through the influx of love and therefore felt strong enough to fight against the one who held my brothers captive, for I knew that my Heavenly Father would never withdraw my strength of love but only increase it because I wanted to bring His children back to Him, to whom His love also belonged but whom His adversary had in control. But the battle against Him meant an unheard-of sacrifice of love. I had to defeat Him with an act of love through which His power was broken. I had to sacrifice something for all fallen brothers in order to ransom them from their tormentor. I had to pay the ransom, for He never released the souls which had belonged to Him since the fall into the deep. And so I gave my life on the cross. My overflowing love prompted me to do so, and I longed for the Father's love. And He gave it to me, filling me completely, and so the Father took complete possession of me. And everything I now did, the Father accomplished in me. And so I walked the path to the cross, as a human being, but driven by the love in me, which could not help but bring salvation to the fallen who languished in great need. And my way of the cross led directly to the Father. The gate was open and it remains open for everyone who walks the same path as I do. The path of love. Walking the path of love means constant approach to eternal love and thus also the entrance into the kingdom of light and bliss. For the loving human being is filled with the power of God, and he will be able to free himself from the bonds if he follows me, if he looks to me, if he carries me in his heart, if he loves me, just as the man Jesus loved me. For through love he then draws me to himself and receives unlimited strength to walk the path of following Jesus. There is no other way to me than that of the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. He was my Son, whom I sent down to earth, who, with a heart full of love, constantly yearned for me in my love and in whom Roman 1, as the eternal love, could then also embody myself. He accomplished the work of salvation because His love was for you as His fallen brothers. And for the sake of this great love I have opened the gate to paradise, to eternal bliss, through which all of you can enter who follow Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of humanity, who walk the path of love that irrevocably leads to me. Amen.